There's a lot of debate and controversy over how law enforcement uses facial recognition technology. The FBI says it's an important investigative tool. Take the case of Walter Yovani Gomez.
One of America's most wanted criminals, a fugitive and alleged member of the vicious MS-13 gang, now captured.
Captured in part because of facial recognition. NPR Justice reporter Ryan Lucas explains how it all went down.
Back in 2011, Walter Yovani Gomez wanted to become a full member of the local branch of the MS-13 street gang in Plainfield, New Jersey. In May of that year, he got his chance. Gang leaders ordered him to kill a recruit named Julio Matute, who had allegedly been associating with a rival gang. And so after a night of partying with Matute, Gomez and an associate beat him with a baseball bat, stabbed him with a screwdriver, and slit his throat. Police closed in on Gomez in 2011, but he jumped out of a second-story window and escaped. For 6 years, his trail went cold. Then in April of 2017, the FBI made an announcement that put Gomez in the national crime spotlight.
A violent gang member is the newest addition to the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. And up to $100,000 reward is available for information leading directly to the arrest of Walter Yovani Gomez.
The move quickly paid off. A tipster came forward that July claiming to have information on Gomez. It fell to Special Agent Richard Stallings in the FBI's Washington field office to follow up. So Stallings and a gang task force colleague arranged a face-to-face meeting with the tipster. They wanted to vet the source and make sure, as Stallings puts it, they weren't running up a dead tree. They quickly determined that they were not.
He truly was like, I know that guy. He says, I don't know him by the name that's on the screen, Gomez, but he knew him on a different name.
The tipster pointed the FBI to Facebook pages with photos of the man he believed was Gomez. Agents pulled the photos and sent them to the Bureau's Face Services Unit. There, they were run through an FBI database using facial recognition software in search of a match. About a week later, a match came back, but for Jesus Lopez Centurreo. Centurreo had been picked up for marijuana possession in 2014 after jumping a Metro turnstile in Arlington, Virginia. His fingerprints and mugshot were taken, and then he was released. Centurreo had then failed to appear for his court date, so there was a warrant out for his arrest.
We were kind of baffled in how we got this name associated with our picture, but then the picture they had that they associated with in the arrest photo was like, that's our guy.
Investigators still felt the tipster's information was solid, in part, Stallings says, because there were other physical identifiers, like tattoos, that made them think they were on the right track. They also had leads to work. Remember those Facebook pages the tipster provided? Agents also found several photos of the suspect with a female associate. Agents used facial recognition software to run the Facebook photos of her through a database of criminal mugshots. They came back with a match and an address. So the FBI and officers from the Fairfax County Gang Task Force set up surveillance on her. One afternoon in August 2017, officers set up a stakeout outside her residence.
A couple hours later, I get this call back from their sergeant. We got our guy. I was like, what? And I said, no, it's our guy. And, you know, the first thing in my mind, are you sure? Because we didn't know for sure he was here at any point.
The agents had tailed the woman to a gym parking lot in Woodbridge, Virginia, about 20 miles south of Washington, D.C. And who walks up to her car but a man who looked a lot like Gomez? Their surveillance team swooped in and arrested him, but there was a twist. The sergeant on the phone said the man gave his name as Jesus Lopez Centurreo, the same name that the FBI turned up in its facial recognition search. But when confronted with the evidence investigators had collected, the man said that his real name was, in fact, Walter Yovani Gomez.
So in showing him actually his top 10 most wanted poster and being asked, is this you? He says yes.
Since that night, Gomez has pleaded guilty to a racketeering conspiracy and admitted to Matute's murder. Last month, a federal judge in New Jersey sentenced him to 25 years in prison. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.